You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal. MTL.
The Park Extension neighborhood in Montreal, or Park X, is seeing some of the steepest rent increases in the city. In one complex of 18 buildings along Acadie Street, some tenants are seeing rent increases of up to $150 a month. For 2026, the Quebec Housing Tribunal, the TAL, suggests a base rent increase of 3.1% for apartments without any major renovations. For some apartments in Park X, rents are going up 20% with no renovations in sight. Late last week, one group of tenants gathered outside of 955 Denvers Avenue, one building where rent increases are particularly steep, to protest the hikes. One of the groups behind this protest was the Park X Action Committee, a group that helps locals in the neighborhood fight eviction and deal with rising housing issues. Here is the coordinator of the Park X Action Committee, Amy Darwish.
One of the things we see really worries us is that a lot of landlords take advantage of the situation to go above and beyond and to ask whatever they want. That's very much the case of in the buildings that we're rallying with today.
For people facing steep rent increases, Darwish repeats the same advice circulated by other groups like Slam Tenants Union and the RECLAC.
Most of all, what we would encourage people to do is to talk to their neighbors. Often, if one person's getting an abusive rent increase, the entire building's receiving an abusive rent increase. And tenants are much stronger when they fight together. We see that with the buildings here today. Tenants have a much stronger bargaining power.
The RECLAC and Park X Action Squad also agree on what they see as the long-term solutions. Here's Darwish again.
There needs to be universal compulsory rent control with a ceiling on how much that can be asked. We also think there needs to be a rent freeze that's immediately put in place because many people already can't pay the increases that they received last year.
The 18 buildings in this strip had recently come under new ownership in the summer. Two landlords acquired the building and were faced with a high number of non-conformity notices from the city, which included many fees. The landlords say they only raised rent by 20% in certain units in buildings where significant work was done. Here is one of the tenants facing that $150 a month rent increase, Ali Karuzaman. Karuzaman says he has seen no significant repairs in his unit and showed evidence of cracks in the ceiling, busted countertops, and bathroom mold.
They don't expend money. That's the way they are thinking about that. They collect the money, but they don't like to expend the money.
For CJLO News with the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.
We'll be right back. Hello, hello. You're listening to CJLO 1690 or CJLO.com. Behind me right now is Behind My Camel by The Police. And today's a special episode. We've got my friend Declan in the booth.
What is up, Montreal?
And we're playing some tracks off of his record collection, which is really exciting. It's exciting to switch up the format. This weekend I went around to Declan's and we had a little look through to find some stuff. Declan wanted to open with this one, actually. Why is that?
I think this one really paints a very good picture. It's got like an amazing cohesive vibe to it. I think it's perfect for this late night kind of lurking around the Loyola campus with my best mate kind of vibe.
Yeah, no, it's really eerie here. Every time I was walking around, like, obviously I'm kind of used to it because I'm here every week now, but I was showing Declan, wow, it's weird like walking around Loyola with no one there. And you were saying you're like never down here as well.
No, never.
So I don't know, fun little switch. Anyway, excited. We've got some shoegazy stuff. We've got, I don't know, kind of quite a mix. Declan's got quite a lot of stuff. Where'd you get all your vinyls from generally?
Used shops, like just local places in my hometown.
Yeah, we went to one, like a record shop on Saturday as well.
Cheap Thrills, shout out.
Cheap Thrills, there you go. Declan picked up a little ambient record, which we don't have here tonight. It's a little bit, I feel like it's a little bit too ambient, maybe.
A little too experimental.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we'll keep it going. I'm still, the record player is so far away from where we're sitting, so it's a bit of a mission to like slide myself over every time. But next one, what have we got next?
We've got Identity Trade by Eve's Tumor.
Okay. And hopefully, yeah, we got it working. Killer that.
Easy peasy. Pure water from the fire reflects my spirit.
Declan's not ready. What can you tell me about Eve's Tumor? Why do you want to play Eve's Tumor tonight?
I think he's got a really great sound. Very, like, one of the most interesting artists I've ever heard, that's for sure. So I'm once here in Montreal at the MTELUS, and I think, once again, just a great energy for those late-night song riffs.
What's the MTELUS like? Because I've got a gig. I'm going to go see Black Country New Road there in June with my girlfriend Sabine.
It is amazing. They've got such an open, like, viewing experience, I think. I mean, if you're on the floor, you're tall, you'll be okay. But even if you weren't, you could go up to the balcony and take it all in from a kind of a step back. And I think that's kind of an underrated move. You know, everyone wants to be in the mosh pit, but kind of got to soak in the sights a little bit. You know,
Yeah. Club Soda was a little bit like that as well. Me and Sabine were there on Friday for Alice Phoebe Lou. And they've also got a little balcony viewing bit. And I could tell, like, before the before any of the music had started, there were people just like, I felt like I was being watched a little bit.
Ooh.
Which I like, if I was there, I'd absolutely be looking at everyone and seeing what's going on.
Yeah, but you got to become the watcher.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm gonna play you. It's interesting tonight. A lot of the Canadian music is actually coming from me. The Brit. despite the fact Declan's very excitable about everything Canadian, maybe just around me, but he's very happy to show me the culture.
Oh yeah, we're getting you ready for the citizenship test.
The first time we met, within like 10 minutes he was explaining to me what loonies and toonies were.
It's true. He's gotta know.
But yeah, I'm gonna play you what do you know about Cindy Lee?
Zilch, bro.
Okay. Cindy Lee, I've played before on the show. Cindy Lee is like the drag moniker of, I can't remember his name, but someone from the band Women.
Okay.
Do you know Women?
I don't know any Women, no.
Women, band from Alberta. I want to say Calgary, but I don't want to get that wrong. And yeah, no, it's a solo project. It's very like hypnagogic pop. Do you know Mark William Lewis?
No, once again.
Okay, well.
I'm excited to hear what you have in store for
me. All right, this one's a wild one. I played it once before on the show, I think. But here we go.
End of it all, it's you.
Yo, what up, it's Q-Tip right here, you tuned in 1690 AM CJLO, you know, that's how we do it.
Looking for how I see it.
CJLO is announcing the inaugural edition of Dead Air. From April 9th through 12th, CJLO is taking over La Sotorenia for 4 days of emerging music discovery. On Thursday, coming out to the Kingdom of Birds album launch with Ekka and Shunk. Friday is all-night pop with 17 Sport, Faima, Sarah Feldman, and Wicked Easy. Saturday, we're welcoming Brooklyn's Hiding Places for the launch of their album, The Secret to Good Living, where they'll be joined by CJLO faves Knitting and Sasha K. Closing out the festival is a stacked lineup of Kelly Elizabeth, Angela Begin, and Museums. Individual tickets are available now, and a Dead Air Festival Pass is just $40, and that'll get you into all of the shows. follow us at Dead Air MTL on Instagram and Dead Air Festival on Facebook. Hope to see you there.
Tune in to Mo Read Mo Radio for some amazing jams from the worlds of Latin American rhythmic music. Saturdays at 5 p.m. only on CJL.
Mo Read Mo with Mr. B.
Guys, we got nothing playing. Issues with the vinyl mixer. Hold on. What's going on? Can you have a look at that? It's this one fades across. Yeah, but right, why have we let me
here.
What's going on? Hold on.
Put it back.
Oh no, I got it. Right, I found it just as Declan took the thing off. Anyway, we're gonna play a Faye Webster one, Half of Me. It's the last track off of never mind. I'll shut up. We'll talk about it afterwards.
I'm stuck at home with nothing to do but think it.
Yeah, that one was Half of Me by Faye Webster. Sorry for the little mishap. We're figuring it out.
Doing our best here.
It's a new format. I wanted to play the Faye Webster one. I saw it in Declan's collection. You got a couple of her records actually.
Yeah, I have her newer one as well, thanks to my mother.
And yeah, I remember we were having a conversation about Faye website. I don't know if it started because of the vinyl, or maybe we chose it because of the conversation. But we were talking about her her yo-yoing, which has kind of inspired me to buy a yo-yo, although I haven't actually done anything with it.
He's lying. He's nasty with a yo-yo.
No, but you know those habits. You're like, I want to do this, and then you buy it, and you kind of get the dopamine hit from it. And,
right.
Yeah, I don't know. There was this one video of her that I saw that I was like, I want to be just like this.
You still can be.
Yeah, I know. I just haven't been bothered. Sorry. Right. We've got the next one lined up. I feel like we should maybe keep it moving.
What's next?
We got Sade. They're your records. Declan, I was trying to push Declan to choose a few more songs. But you were trying to leave it to me.
Yeah, dude. I'm happy with supplying the material, and I think, you know, I wanted to see what you had to pick out of my collection.
Yeah, true. It's a nice little combination of us both.
Exactly.
Next one, I'm a massive Sade lover. We'll keep it on the smoother side for now. What did we say we were gonna play? Mr. Wrong, I believe. If it's not, then
he'll be Mr. Wrong.
Then I'll be Mr. Wrong.
He don't care where he's been playing. He doesn't hear what she's saying. She's a fancy girl.
This one is a new one that I found the other day, maybe last week, by a guy called Bristol Manor, also from Calgary. This one's called Stash Box. But Declan, what are we thinking?
I think it's great. It sounds like it's from Binding of Isaac, if anyone knows that video game out there.
I recognize the name of that. I think one of my friends used to be really obsessed with that. Is it the one with the little guy who shoots like bubbles?
Yeah, his tears, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he was obsessed with it, so.
Okay. Yeah, trip hop. We love a bit of trip hop.
Yeah, dude. This one's dark and grimy. I like it.
Yeah. Declan, well, I said this the last couple weeks. Declan came with me to the Trip Hop Tuesday. We need to run that again, actually.
Yes, we do. No, it's great in there.
Yeah, it's a nice atmosphere. So the next one you've got for me is also, we're still on the digital downloads, because I don't know, we're lacking in the Canadian records.
It's true.
Most of your stuff is from the UK, actually.
Yeah, thankfully. My father did all that for me, so
yeah,
I got a little head start.
So yeah, what are we having next?
This will be Wisdom by a Canadian band, Delirium. Most might know them for their hit song Silence, which has Sarah McLachlan, another fantastic Canadian singer.
Mm-hmm.
But this one is off a beautiful album with beautiful trip-hop, like, world beat influences.
Where did you first find out about them?
Just my friend in high school, 11th grade math class. He's like, you got to check this out.
Shout out.
And my life has never been the same.
Shout out. Okay. Wisdom, Delirium. That one was How We Lost by the Stargazer Lilies, which I think is one of your best records.
I think you might be right.
What's the story behind this one?
This one, I was lucky enough to pick up a used bin at, I think, a store in Ottawa. Frequently, when I just go in there to dig, I really have nothing to look for. You know, the new fancy records are too much. I can't fancy myself paying all that much for a piece of plastic. So I pick out from the used bin the prettiest or, like, you know, most interesting album cover I can find. And this was one of those records that I got. I think it was like $10. And
$10 is good.
Yeah. And from the album cover, it looks like it would be something shoegazy. So I was like, okay, I feel like I've got a winner right here. And I did. The album is fantastic.
Yeah, it's really, really cool.
Yeah, super good wall of noise, like, the whole way through. I feel like they have some elements that I like from, I mean, they're very similar, like the Cocteau Twins in their noisiest bits, and then, like, some slow dive elements for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. No, really, really put me on with that one. Speaking of the Cocteau Twins.
Oh, yes.
Was that even planned?
No, that was not planned.
There you go. Speaking of the Cocteau Twins, we've got one by them coming up next. Have you got three of their albums?
Yeah.
And this one is from, I forget the name
of this
one.
This one's off Four Calendar Cafe, which is my favorite.
Your favorite, the one that I don't know at all. Well, I know it now because we were having a little listening party on Saturday. Yeah, let's have it. This one is Oil... the record spinning
of Angels.
Oil of Angels, there you go. He knows what he's talking about.
Love. This is Shane from Chanel Beads. You're listening to CJLO.
If you're interested in audio storytelling at all, volunteer with CJLO's news department. We'll teach you the ins and outs of audio journalism, no experience needed. You'll learn interviewing, scripting, recording, editing, and we'll support you every step of the way on your journey to producing your own original reporting. We also take a lot of pride in our local focus and coverage of the issues often forgotten by mainstream outlets. Join the team and get your voice on air by filling out a volunteer application form at cjlo.com/volunteer. Or come to one of our weekly pitch meetings, Mondays at 1 p.m. on the Loyola campus, CC430.
Dust off your boots, pour some sweet tea, and tune in to the freshest of folk, roots, indie, and more, along with some favorites of the past. The best of old and new meet together in The Alley every Friday at 11 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 AM.
You know.
one was Prozac by Alcian, who I don't know. I think I sent you them a little while ago.
I definitely recognize her voice.
Yeah, it's a really, really distinct voice. I've played them a couple times on the show so far. And I really think, do you know more Chiba?
No.
I really think she sounds like Sky from More Chiba. Sorry, I'm a little bit out of breath. I just ran to the toilet during that one. And it's like all the way on the bottom floor. But yeah, no, they're from Montreal. I think they're a really cool little trip hop band.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Yeah. Right, we're going to play a Beach House one. While I get that set up, what can you tell me about the album? You were telling me about vinyl covers. This vinyl cover is a really shiny one, which yeah, I really like.
But it's got a crazy gloss finish on it, so any fingerprints smudge very easily. So it's just covered in greasy fingerprints at the moment. But the original pressing of the record actually features a fuzzy, really like heavy shag carpet almost. Pink red cover. Wish I had that, because that is pure class, not tacky at all.
There you go. I saved you from spitballing too much.
Thank you. Wildflower.
No, this is I actually played PPP.
Oh shoot!
I think
fake fan right here.
I was trying to play PPP, but there you go, he knows his stuff. Next one's playing. That's the thing with the records, we need to be so on it to like catch it every time, but the vinyl player is just so far away in the studio. It's been fun, though. Thank you for bringing your records down.
No, anytime. Thanks for having me.
Obviously, I mean, I don't know. I really want to get into more physical media, which obviously I can't really do here. I don't know. When we were shopping at the weekend, I was thinking, like, I feel like I can only justify adding something more to my suitcase if it's like a golden find.
Yeah, it's true. Especially like with the records, I feel like we love so much music, we'll just buy any record.
Yeah, and the difficulty is, I don't know, maybe I need to find the smaller record shops that let you listen to them before you like buy them. Because especially what we like when we were talking about the pricing, I only really want to be buying the random ones that I don't know what they are.
Yeah.
But there's kind of no point in me buying that here, because then I've just got something extra for me to take home. And then if I don't like it, like...
I'll buy it from you.
Okay. Okay, no, there you go. We figured it out. But yeah, no, it's been a pleasure. How have you found the experience?
Dude, it was it just lights out. The hospitality is unmatched. This... whatever he's putting the music through right now looks like it's older than my whole lineage. It's got analog dials on it for everybody at home. It's crazy.
Yeah, no, it's the board, I think it's been here for a while. Something's still playing. The board, the mixing board has, I remember Cam told me, the station manager, that it's been here for ages, ages and ages. But I don't know. I'd like to see a little more new stuff.
Right. I think the wood paneling is an indicator that it's maybe a bit outdated.
Yeah, I know. It's like, it's cool, but if I want to mix a little bit more properly,
yep.
I think some decks should be coming in. But we'll switch it up just to end. We're talking about album covers. This is one of my favorite album covers.
Really?
Yeah, definitely. And you got the shiny one as well.
It is pretty nice, yeah.
But I can never remember the full name of it. Do you have it off the top of your head?
No, A People's Instinctive Paths and Some for Them.
And Rhythms, Tribe Called Quest. We'll get it started in the back.
Shout out our French friend, Jack and Margot. I didn't forget you.
Yeah, shout out everyone listening tonight. Thank you for tuning in. I know Anna was on it earlier as well.
And my roommate Hugh, of course.
Alina's back home too, in the UK. And Sabine, my girlfriend, listening as well.
Can't forget Sabine.
Well, she might not be, actually. She was going to meet Jack in the pub.
It's true.
Brother, 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 Lucy and you like no other. Listen very close, cause I don't like to boast. Instead I tell the tale of the French who prevailed through the Mr. Crazy Rabbits who were always on his tail. Rent ain't on sale, your roomie starts to wail. Get caught with stolen goods, then you will go to jail. If you go to jail, then who will pay the bail? They'll put you back to France on a ship with a sail. Escargo, Lucy and you eat snails.
Hey, yo, Tim, what's wrong with snails?
From the Zulu Nation, from a town called Paris, yeah. Came to America to find liberty. Uh-huh. Instead of finding pleasure, all your family's misery. Mm-hmm. But listen, Lucy, and you have a friend in me. What? Oh, luck will drive your butt batty. Yeah. Next time you fix some wheels, make it a caddy. In terms of doing good, I know you wish you really could. But listen, brother, man, I really think you can succeed with the breed of the brothers who you back. Yeah. It's the creme de la creme, and you can vouch for that. It'll take a minute, Rice, so take my advice. Trust in us, thus you trust in your life. Lucy and you should know.
Thank you everyone for listening this week. Be back next week.
Are you ready, Lou? This one is for you. Coming from a true blue, fits like a shoe. Come on, start to stare, or come on, tell it, boo. Lucien, I'll leave it up to you.
Voulez-vous? Rendez-vous? Coucou? Les poupous?
Watch that last, gonna backlash fast. Can you get a grip on the crackhead dip? Sold you a paper bag, guess he saw you coming. VCR from a neck bone bumming. $10, brother, he was humming and strumming. Only had 20, you was living like you're slumming. Gave him the money, well, I thought that was something. Looking like a kid who was lost in crumming. Don't worry about a thing, I won't get specific. This is a song that is long and prolific. Think of the stuff that I said if you can. Figure it out, compute, understand. No problemo, I'll help you with your demo.